Thank you, Mayor, and thank you all the council members. My name is Jatin Laxpari, and I'm the proud owner of the 320 Alamitos vacant land. And I'm very, very proud to present the whole project. We think it's one of the great projects that is going to be making the Long Beach, on Alamitos areas and everywhere else. It's going to be something that people will be looking forward to look at the project. I'm going to give it to Michael Bond, and he can explain the project, and I'll be still available over here too. Michael Bond.
Thank you very much. Good evening. My name is Michael Bond. I'm a senior principal with Studio 111. We're an architecture, urban design, and landscape office. Just a side note, we just found out this week that we are not only LEED Platinum as an office, but we are also now WELL Gold, the first architectural office on the West Coast. And we just won an AIA award for our office, which gets us to 20 awards. 10 of them, proudly I can say, are in Long Beach. But with that, this is the plan that shows in the black rectangle our site. You can see two circles. One is a 5-minute walk, the other one is a 10-minute walk. And what we've learned is that, and academics have said that a 5 and 10 minute walk is something, if it's a good environment, that people can go to. So within a 10-minute walk, we can get to the blue line. We also had done some research on walk score, which, if you're familiar with, is a third party that analyzes a site and determines the walkability, bikeability, and transitability of somebody living there and how they can move around without a car to fulfill their daily errands. And on this particular site, the walkability is 94, which is actually a walker's paradise. From a bikeability perspective, it is an 87, which means it has excellent bicycle infrastructure. And from a transit perspective, it is a 77, which is still determined as very high. So with that, we wanted to show this diagram here. And on the ground floor, as the city had mentioned, we do have a very active ground floor located in orange here. There's a fitness center at the corner. We have a lobby. We have leasing. We have a bike kitchen. And then at the other side, as you get closer to 4th Street along Alamitos, we do have lofts, four lofts that are on the ground floor to create a very active edge, which cars just cannot provide when you're a pedestrian in the downtown. Also, we have a rooftop amenity located up here with great views of the ocean and the East Village, as well as Alamitos Beach. We have open space on the roof with great ocean views for all the residents. We also have another deck on this side, and then, as was mentioned earlier, a podium down below. If you take all the square footages of those spaces, we actually are close to double the amount of open space that's required for this project. We are not asking for any variances. In terms of parking, we are required 97. We're providing 11 more stalls for a total of 108. Another way to look at it is, if you provided one parking stall per bedroom, we would still have an extra 17 parking stalls for guests or spillover within the development itself. This is a view looking north on Alamitos at 3rd Street. You can see the ground floor is very glassy, very open, very inviting for people walking along the street. And then we did step the building closer to 3rd down a floor. You can see a little bit of the amenity room up above, but it does step down and step back from the adjacent residential area. And then this is a view looking south on Alamitos. We did pull the metal in the front building as a material to relate in an abstract way to the Villa Riviera metal roof. And then you see the balconies and how they are faceted. And they actually relate to the circular tower, which is not really a truly circular building. It's actually faceted if you look at it closer, and that's known as International Tower. So we wanted to play off those facets and take advantage of the views down Alamitos towards the ocean as well as northward. There is a lot of wood material to bring warmth to a very contemporary building and to make it more attractive for the community. This is the courtyard that was mentioned. On the left side is the taller portion of the building. It's 4 stories high. We have a 35-foot wide courtyard and then a 10-foot gap between our building and the adjacent building. So from the new residents living on the left side to the existing residents, there is a distance along most of the site of 45 feet. And then walking along Alameda southward, you can see the live-work units on the left side, or I should say loft units. And then as you walk further down, they're activated by the other uses like the bike kitchen and the leasing office and lobby. And then finally, we have a section here that's cut east-west. So on the left side, you see Alameda, and as was mentioned by Carrie, the highest portions of the building are on Alameda, so that the mass does not minimizes the shading on adjacent buildings. You can see it steps down one floor towards the eastern side, and then there is a significant, as I mentioned earlier, 45 feet from this wall to this wall that creates an open space between the two buildings. And with that, this concludes our presentation. We think this, as I mentioned earlier, it conforms with the downtown plan. Our city, our region, our state desperately needs more housing, and this is going to be one project that could provide some assistance in that issue. Thank you.